議程四，氣候變化和極端天氣下的沿岸災害研究及改善措施的制定可行性研究。這個議程是由土木工程拓展署提出，經濟發展及規劃文件12/2022號。好歡迎土木工程拓展署代表出席會議，參與議程四的討論。土木工程拓展署高級工程師項目四袁偉文先生，以及工程師項目4A袁振基先生，在這裡有請土木工程拓展署的代表簡介一下議題，麻煩。
主席，咁我就簡單啲講簡介下我哋嗰個沿岸災害研究嘅最新情況啦，你有啲建議啦。咁我哋個匯報內容有四個部分啦，四部分啦。咁首先就講一講就係我哋嗰個沿岸災害研究咧，就喺舊年年底已經完成咗啦。咁嗰個行政摘要同埋個最後報告咧，都在今年的4月、5月呢分別就上載在我們的網頁上面給公眾參閱的。咁沿岸災害研究呢就會全面地去檢視啦極端天氣和氣候變化下對一些沿岸較低洼和一些當風的地點 的影響的。咁研究會採取一個風險管理啦的方法啦，去評估啲沿岸的災害啦對於啲咁嘅低洼地方的可能性嚴重性的後果的。從而就去提建議一些改善的措施啦， 去處理一些沿岸的風險啦。咁接下來我講一講我哋應對沿岸風險一啲適應的策略啦。咁我哋個研究都考慮埋嗰個氣候變化嗰個情況嘅。由於氣候變化咧嗰、那個預測咧就出現喺不同時間都出現有些不確定性，特別在世紀末的時候就視乎我們的碳排放的情況是怎樣。我們看到就在世紀中的時候一個不同碳排放的情況在世紀中那個變化其實都不是很大的，所以我們研究呢就先建議就去優化我們的沿岸設施，先處理了去到2050的情景的情況的。咁至於世紀末嘅情況咧，我會繼續去監察住個氣候變化情況啦，視乎睇下個情況點而作出啲改動嘅。咁呢就張圖嘅，咁就見到就係、是、我哋簡單講講個有個叫循序漸進嘅策略去處理呢個沿岸風險嘅。咁喺岸邊啦，咁有風浪啦，咁通常我哋都會起一縫擋土牆啦，去處理嗰個風浪引致嗰個水浸情況嘅。咁我哋設計到咧會有預留一啲彈性啦，咁嗰縫牆咧可以有需要時間咧就可以慢慢升高去應對呢個沿岸風浪情況嘅。咁期間咧我哋會繼續監察住嗰個氣候變化情況啦。咁如果氣候變化個情況係唔係咁嚴重嘅，係啦，各位我減排放嘅力度咧做得好嘅。咁就變咗控制到個温度上升啦，咁海平面上升個速度咧亦都冇咁快。咁到時咧，我哋可以基本上可以將現有嗰啲海牆咧再升高咗少少咧，就可以應對到嗰個世紀末嘅情況嘅。但係如果萬一即係出現一啲情況，即係碳排放減排都唔係太理想嘅，咁佢海平面上升速度即係比較預期快啦。咁我再要做一啲可能要做啲大型少少嘅基礎設施咧，去處理呢個沿岸風險嘅，例如我哋加啲弱波石咧，減低啲波浪啦，或者將個擋土牆要起大啲啊，要真係起大啲啦。但係而家啲情況，我哋都未知道最新情況點嘅，亦都唔需要而家呢一刻去決定要做啲好大型嘅措施，我哋睇定啲先，係啦。跟住講講就我點樣識別嗰啲沿岸一啲較高風險地方啦，仲有啲改善嘅措施嘅。咁頭先講過啦，我哋個研究都會採取一個風險管理啦嘅措施啦。咁我都會睇沿岸打風情況啦，對沿岸啲設施有啲咩影響嘅。咁通常打風嗰時咧會有個風暴潮嘅。咁風暴潮乜嘢咧？即係喺打風期間咧，海平面咧會比平時咧會高一啲嘅。 係啦，咁呢個有咩影響呢？會對一啲低洼地方啦，譬如大澳鯉魚門嘅地方咧，平時佢唔會浸嘅，但係打風嗰時，因為水嘅上升咧，風暴潮影響咧，佢會浸咗啦，咁出現咗水浸風險啦。咁有啲地方就打風嗰時就比較當風嘅，但佢本身個地個標高其實都唔係太低嘅，譬如杏花村，佢標高地面標高4.5嘅，但係因為有浪嘅問題啦，佢越過個海堤啊，而引致水浸嘅。咁有啲地方可能受到兩樣嘢影響啦，令到個結構又出現咗唔穩定嘅情況，咁啲統稱嘅沿岸災害啦。咁呢就係睇下個可能性，出現唔同地方有唔同嘅可能性嘅。咁亦都會睇睇嗰個地方佢對呢啲嘅可能性對後果有咩影響嘅。咁我哋研究咧就建議咧先處理咗一啲住宅地方先嘅，因為打風期間大部分市民咧都係留喺屋企嘅。咁我哋希望就優先處理咗呢啲高風險嘅地方，睇下有咩措施幫到佢哋。咁呢張圖睇到就係我研究建議26個點啦嘅住宅地區啦，需要進行啲改善嘅措施嘅。咁喺南區嚟講咧，包括海怡半島啦、赤柱白間同埋石澳村嘅。咁轉頭咧，都講講嗰啲有咩改善措施可以做嘅。咁我哋研究都其實都參考咗外國一啲大城市嘅經驗啦，例如美國嘅紐約啦，佢嘅情況同香港都幾類似嘅，人口比較密集啊，沿岸亦都好多嘅措施。咁佢喺2012年嗰時有個颱風叫 Sandy 啦，令到佢哋有好大嘅損傷嘅損害嘅水浸情況。咁我哋睇翻佢哋用咗啲咩經驗。同我哋本香港其實都有類似嘅經驗嘅，咁我個措施裏面其實考慮咗有唔同嘅因素啦，頭先講過嘅災害沿海災害程度啦，個後果啊，亦都睇下個地方個現場嘅局限性嘅，同埋都睇下係咪啲措施可以實際可行做得到咧，係啦，亦都對考慮翻嗰啲措施會唔會對環境啊影響好大，係咪要需要多時間啊去處理咧？咁我研究建議一個多層嘅保護措施啦。咁其實分兩部分嘅，第一部分係嗰個改善工程啦，我俗稱叫硬件啦。咁呢張圖睇到就係喺岸邊，如果我哋起到冇擋浪牆嘅，我係建議起縫擋浪牆啦，去處理個越堤浪啦。如果縫牆本身唔夠高嘅，可唔可以起高少少咧？當然我哋縫牆唔可以不斷咁起高嘅，因為平時啲市民都想去享用海濱，咁如果縫牆起太高，影響到佢哋欣賞海濱嘅情況嘅。咁而家喺特別喺如果喺沿岸後邊個位置多有空間嘅，我哋可能建議加設一啲固定或者海澤式嘅擋水設施啦，去阻止啲水湧入去後邊較低洼地方嘅。咁呢度好似個緩衝區咁啦，即係儲住啲水。咁有啲地方，譬如啲低洼地方，好似大埔啊、鯉魚門嗰啲咧，即係個地勢條件比較低咧，咁有啲情況就要我哋提供一塊擋水板啦，俾佢喺個門安裝喺門口度，希望可以做一個自我保護啦，減少喺水浸時影到個財物損失啦。咁除咗硬件之外，其實軟件都好重要嘅，我哋都需要一啲管理措施去處理應對一啲風險嘅。咁我會制定一個預警系統啦，當預警系統達到一個臨界預計，將會超過一個預設警戒線咧，咁我哋要相關部門啦，就會安裝一啲第二道防線，或者通知翻村民嗱，你要安翻個水閘啦，保護自己啦。咁呢度有啲例子睇到就係我第一條防線啦。咁呢度係左邊嗰張圖就睇到係呢個係將軍澳嗰個海濱公園啦，新屋之後咧。做了很多破壞的，咁我哋起咗一縫 1.1 米高的擋水牆啦，擋浪牆。咁右邊一幅就是鯉魚門的馬環村，我哋都起了一縫牆去處理嗰個越堤浪嗰個風險嘅。咁呢張圖睇到就是這個位咧就是杏花村一個遊樂場嘅。咁其實佢本身有公園嚟嘅，咁佢後邊有啲花槽啦。咁平時我哋種花或者俾人坐嘅，咁佢花圃之間其實有啲出入口咧，俾啲市民有個公園去到海濱欣賞海景嘅。 咁喺打風期間咧，咁可以利用呢啲花槽啦，做防線啦。咁吹入口咧會淋少風咗佢嘅，咁啲水變咗唔會湧入去後面啦。咁後面呢張圖咧就睇到就係喺地方可能係個地勢高低不一嘅，咁未必好容易起到啲臨時擋水設施嘅。咁外國原來有啲嘅沖水式嘅擋水設施啦，咁可以因應嘅情況喺有唔同高度可以轉彎，係啦，比較彈性啲嘅。咁下面張圖就係大澳啦，我哋都有部門就幫佢裝咗啲擋水閘啦，有需要嘅時佢安裝啦。咁跟住講講管理措施啦。咁其實我哋研究公布之後咧，其實我哋都同相關部門咧制定咗啲管理措施啊，喺而家嗰啲點路嘅。咁呢啲管理措施基本上都喺今年嘅五月份咧已經實施咗啦。咁啱啱過颱風嘅淺巴啦，我哋都睇到情況，我哋都跟到我哋個建議去做得到嘅。咁裏邊其實有唔同嘅嘢啦。咁喺管理措施裏面有個預警系統警戒線啦。咁警戒線如果都係達到嗰時候，我哋會裝啲沙包啊，或者啲公共地方啦，安啲臨時嘅水閘啦，去阻止啲水啦。咁有需要咧，民政事務處都開放一啲庇護中心嘅，俾啲居民有需要去暫避嘅。咁相關部門都有啲應變小組啦，萬一收啲水浸報告啊，就會去現場處理啲水浸嘅嘢嘅，係啦。咁接下來咧就講講我哋喺南區咧，我哋三個位啦，就需要做一啲改善措施嘅。咁但係講講我做啲乜嘢？咁先講係有石澳村啦，係啦。咁呢張圖睇到就係石澳村個情況嘅。咁石澳村本身係比較一啲位置比較低嘅。咁上次打風期間、山竹期間咧，其實都有啲水浸出現咗嘅。咁主要引致水浸係因為嗰個位置比較大浪啲嘅。在個海灘兩邊咧，有啲越堤浪越過咗嗰個海堤，而湧入去村裏邊嘅嚇。咁呢張圖睇到就係喺個個石澳村嗰個基礎泵房嗰度咧，就見到啲浪越堤入咗嚟嘅，跟住碌咗去後邊入咗個石澳村裏邊。而另外一邊咧就沙灘嗰邊啦，咁都比較低洼啲嘅。咁個見到嗰啲房屋其實高高低低。是啦，出現個情況，咁啲水喺呢度湧入去啦。咁我哋而家有建議就係、是、呢、這個就係石澳村嗰個泵房嘅位置啦。其實向海嗰邊咧已經有縫 1.5 米高嘅擋浪牆啦，係啦。咁我哋而家建議就係喺後邊呢個位置有啲欄杆嘅，但係通窿嘅。咁越堤浪湧入嚟嗰時咧，其實好容易就會。碌咗落去后边个石澳村啊，而后边好低嘅，得正三到嘅啫。咁而家我哋建议就系将部分嘅栏杆咧换咗去做一个玻璃墙，咁啊挡住啲水。咁喺条路度咧，我哋整条截水沟嘅，截住啲上咗嚟嗰啲水，跟住尽快排翻落海，咁从而减少咗越堤浪涌入去石澳村里边嘅。咁我哋头先讲过，因为石澳村比较低啦，亦都会有啲地方系。有出現水浸或者倒灌情況嘅，咁我哋都會提俾啲村民咧，提供一啲板啦，俾佢哋啦，去保護啲設施啦。咁其實我琴日都同相關嘅村民代表咧，都見過面嘅，咁講解咗我哋嗰個建議，咁佢哋都支持我哋個建議嘅。咁往後我哋都繼續去同佢商討啦，個工程細節啦，或者個時間表啦。跟住就講講赤柱八間個情況。咁赤柱就喺八間位置喺赤柱後灘嗰個位置嘅，咁呢個一樣咧比較越堤浪比較犀利啲嘅。上次山竹打嗰時咧，啲浪都湧到上去啲屋度嘅，係啦。咁其實喺赤柱對出咧有一個叫做新八間嘅赤柱新八間嘅休憩處啦。咁其實個公園仔嚟嘅，係啦。咁我哋現場睇過，其實現場有四棵古樹嘅喺古樹名冊裏邊嘅。咁變咗我哋要做一啲嘢都有啲限制嘅。原本我諗住就喺個休憩處度呢個邊皮度呢會整個擋到牆嘅，擋住啲浪嘅。咁由於有幾個古樹，我哋唔可以怪掘啦，一掘呢就會傷到古樹啲根。咁相關部門叫我哋都盡量都唔好用呢啲啦，用啲第一設施啦，係啦。咁呢度我哋要諗住用一個 叫做石隆牆啦，我叫 GBN Wall 啦。其實佢本身係啲天然嘅石塊去組成嘅。咁有個網，個網就好有彈性，可以就按住現場情況啦，去建造嘅，係啦。咁呢個建造時嘅好處就係我唔需要用啲好重型機器，用只要人手有啲小型嘅推車啊，都可以安裝得到嘅，亦都唔需要挖掘嘅，咁就可以保護到現有嘅樹啦。所以工程期間，我哋都會繼續監察啲樹個健康狀況嘅，要係啦。咁我哋都亦同啲村民去傾過嘅，咁佢哋都對個意見暫時都冇乜太大嘅意見嘅，係啦。另一個就係海怡半島啦，海怡半島。咁海怡半島喺膽期間啦，通常都有出現月堤浪嘅。咁佢其實佢地海怡半島嗰個海濱長廊本身咧，就個地面嘅標高其實都唔係矮嘅，都要正六咁上下嘅。咁比好香港好地方都高嘅。但呢個位置就佢就比較風浪大啲嘅，啲浪湧上嚟咧就入咗個海濱長廊，從而擴散到去其他位置啦，亦都對佢一啲現有設施造成一啲損壞嘅。咁我哋其實上個禮拜都同海怡半島啊去個管理處傾溝通過嘅，咁我哋其實都知道佢哋做一啲嘢嘅。咁嗱，呢個張圖睇到就可以換到個 pop 嗰個海濱長堤啦。其實本身有個擋浪牆嘅，咁亦都有個公園位置。咁其實佢嘅公園咧，主要係一啲設施嚟嘅，例如嗰啲停車場入口啊，或者係嗰啲嗰個啲會所啲嗰啲臨時出入口嘅，係啦。咁其實人嘅主要出入地方咧，就唔喺呢個位置嘅，就喺上一層咧。十幾米高的位置嘅，基本上打風嗰時對影響就唔係好大嘅，係啦。咁佢哋而家喺海濱長廊啲位置咧，其實佢都安裝咗啲臨時擋水閘嘅，有需要嗰時咧就會安裝噶啦。咁我哋政府同佢哋咧嗰時都溝通咗，就成立咗一個預警機制啦，係啦。咁預警就係當個預測海平面咧超出警戒線啦。海圖基準面以上 3.5 米咧，咁我哋民政事務處咧就會通知翻管理公司嘅，叫佢哋去盡快去安裝翻嗰啲擋水閘啊，清理啲渠啊，係啦。咁我哋政府部門都會有啲應急應變小組啦，萬一有需要嘅就去協助啲居民啦。咁長遠而言咧，去處理一啲沿岸災害咧，我哋都有個研究喺今年三月出咗嘅。叫做海岸管理計劃啦，就希望去就住土地用途啊、規劃方面咧，去提供一啲指引啦。如果第日喺海邊附近有啲發展嘅，咁希望有啲指引俾到啲發展商啊，或相關部門啊去參考，去盡量去咁應對呢啲咁嘅沿岸災害，係啦。好嘅，咁我個個簡單匯報去到呢度啦，主席。
好，唔該。咁請問各位委員有冇啲咩提問？請問文議員。
First of all, my question is, when was the Mangkhut storm and how much damage did it cause? My recollection is that the storm was what in 2018.And my research shows that the damage was about 4.6 billion Hong Kong dollar damage. Can the department explain why it takes 4 years to get this report?
Hi.
Because this is, to me, a very simple report. This is not a complicated report, and the measures that you recommend here are very simple measures, or non-invasive, quick win,type of putting some plastic gates and some metal gate barriers up and putting some extra obstacles at South Rouge. And I mean, to me, it seems very simple. I cannot understand that it takes 4 years. If we're going to have a storm in 1 month time and we're going to have damage again, is it then going to take another 4 years before we have the next set of simple improvement measures? So to me, as a district councillor, I have to start off by... complain about the duration for such simple report, for such simple work, for such important event that it takes 4 years, I think is embarrassing for a city who is constantly under threat every year from typhoon storms, to take 4 years to decide that we need some metal barriers and, you know, we need some very simple measures here. So that's my first issue with you. And I think I'd like to get an explanation for this. And if not, I'd like it from the secretary from government that looks after CDD to give a good answer on this one, because I think it's wrong that so simple takes 4 years. The next thing is, what I don't see in your presentation is the map of where we have had flooding. I mean, you give us the ones where you want to fix things. But how about where we have problems in a certain district? Because we have more problems. We have problems in Sandy Bay. We have problems in Repulse Bay. We have problems in the Big Wave Bay. We have problems in Deepwater Bay. Now, you decide you don't want to do anything on it now first. It's not a priority. But we have problems there. So where are we at risk? And then what are we... So you basically show me where you're going to fix issues because there was a problem with Mangkhut, but where are we at risk? And then what are we going to do with those areas that we're at risk? Maybe it's not a priority today because nobody lives there and there was not a big damage, but you don't tell me. So from a presentation to our district council, I don't feel comfortable that you're not telling me where is the problem, where do we have problems, what are we going to do about it, when are we going to do something about it. You only tell me what you're already doing, what you have agreed internally, and the small measures that are going to be done. So that, to me, is a big issue with this study, and I find it a bit limited. Now, on the ones where you have recommended measures, when will they be completed? So I see South Horizon is completed already, because South Horizon has to do a lot of it inside their own private property. But the ones where the government have to do something, but it's recommended, it's not yet done. When will it be done then? It's 4 years ago and we already have the new typhoon season. So, Chair, I'm very concerned about this approach. It looks to me like we don't really worry about the risk that somebody will die, the risk is, or the property will be damaged. I don't feel that you are in any sense urgent, address the problem. So I have a concern here, Chair.
Okay.
梁俊宇是不是？麻煩梁俊宇。多謝主席。這份報告呢，即開頭睇呢，都幾犀利，一講到世紀末咁樣研究到。 但係咧，誒，成份報告啦，針對翻成個事情，我諗好多大家見到個傷害咁大，咁啊未來如果極端天氣下，到底再發生多幾次類似嘅事件啦，會變成點？咁我睇一睇到咧，嗰個26個地點咧，就係可能你哋覺得涵蓋係會水浸啊之類。咁但係我哋極端天氣咧，就唔係單止就形成水浸咁簡單嘅，即係根據我上次我哋啦，我哋全部人上次山竹嘅經驗啦，就我區為例啦，我哋諗咗無數咁多嘅樹木，咁啊成個深水灣沙灘係冇咗嘅，變咗沙漠，全部沙吹走晒，樹啊冧到有啲地方嘅居民直情係超過48小時通唔到車，得一條路可以出唔到去。但呢份報告入邊，我哋睇唔到相關其他，除咗你話擋土，sorry。 呢個擋水長以外嘅所有建議啊，即係譬如我哋會唔會話沿海嘅地區嘅樹木嘅種植啦，譬如包括所有樹木嘅種植啦，有冇啲限制啦？咁啊，包括埋政府啊，或者你會建議話其他機構喺海邊，因為佢哋嘅樹種咗唔適合嘅樹，如果冧咗都係影響到我哋嘅居民日常危險又好，或者阻住道路又好，咁你報告我哋見唔到啦。第二就係你哋講嘅緊急，即係嗰個緊急應變小隊，可唔可以講多少少？ 我唔知呢個小隊係咩組成係點啦，點樣運作啊，或者發生即係事情嘅時候，佢哋係我哋係有個電話突然間出咗嚟俾啲市民啦，定係點樣？因為上次山竹嘅時候，我哋都見到好多人係求助無援啦，打唔到電話，揾唔到人幫手，咁啊，即係都正如我所講啦，清除咗48個鐘啦。咁呢個報告入邊有冇話埋我哋緊急應變小隊點樣處理呢啲咁嘅情況？因為除咗 風浪吹上嚟，咁我哋破壞一啲措施啊，我哋唔夠高啊，會水浸啊之內，仲會發生好多事噶嘛。即係話冧樹啊，有啲居民又擸住咗啲房屋啊，咁嗰啲情況會唔會喺呢個會唔會提及㗎喺呢個報告入邊？唔該，謝謝。
好，唔該，咁有請部門回應咗先啦。係，我研究到因為即係疫情嘅問題啦，其實都影響好大。 咁而我哋嘅研究咧就唔係做話頭先嗰廿六點咁少嘅，係全香港去睇。咁全香港其實都有1100公里海岸線嘅，咁有200公里就係啲人造海岸線啦。咁我哋都要去分析攞集數據。咁嗰時我哋嗰個研究嗰啲分析數據咧，風浪分析咧，嗰時我哋係喺英國去做嘅。咁英國嗰時個疫情比香港更加嚴重，佢哋對嗰陣時影響都好大。咁我邊個見到塊個情況？我哋即將部分工程嘅工序咧，都嘗試移翻呢翻香港做嘅，去咪爭取翻啲時間。咁同埋我哋都要去好多地方去睇啦，因為得幾多地方嘅。咁我哋香港後屘疫情都嚴重咗啦，咁變咗係對嗰、那個、影響係相當大嘅都。我明白理解嘅議員都覺得係大場嘅，我哋理解嘅嚇。咁我哋係嗰時係面對一啲咁嘅困難啦。咁頭先講過啦，我哋就唔係淨係睇住宅地方嘅。頭先講話 Sandy Bay 啊、大浪灣嗰啲咧，其實我哋研究都有去做分析，知道個風浪情況嘅。咁因為我哋都要考慮翻嗰、那個那個優先處理情況啦。因為有人住地方咧，我哋希望盡快處理咗先啦。啊，嗰啲地方其實我哋都知道有啲。風險，但當打風期間咧，譬如大浪灣啊，其實沙灘嚟嘅，沙灣嘅地方咧都有啲小徑啊，咁應該就你打風期間唔，啲市民應該就唔應該喺個地方係喺度留喺逗留嘅地方，因為天文台都會啊，打風期間都唔好逗留喺啲危險嘅地方嘅，咁變咗就相對個風險喺嗰地方係應該係細啲嘅。咁其實我哋而家有個海岸管理計劃咧，其實都繼續睇住睇下有咩。個氣候變化幾種情況對呢啲地方發展有咩影響啦？當然呢度其他有啲原話齋有啲新發展嘅，咁我哋都會就住呢度咧，會俾一啲技術意見相關部門啊、持份者嘅，希望佢哋去處理呢啲風險嘅，係咯。咁頭先就議員話啲樹嗰啲啦，樹嗰度就因為我哋啲研究主要睇到風浪嗰啲嘅，咁樹呢度就冇一個特別嘅去睇呢、這個，因為唔係我哋嗰個研究嗰、那個研究範圍裏邊。咁我都聽到議員意見嘅，咁咧第日我哋做嗰啲指引嗰時咧，都可以將樹呢個因素咧可能擺埋落去，但係種啲樹唔會做啲堅固啲嘅樹啊，唔好易冧啊，可以喺嗰個指引度咧可以作物可以。係啦，我補充咁多。
好，唔該。或者我都有啲嘢想問一下啦。咁頭先就係我都係比較即係、就是、我哋熟悉就係南區嗰三個點啦。咁我想問即係、就是、你哋都同有關嗰啲持份者啦，咁就已經傾過嘅。咁佢大致係冇意見。咁但係你哋會幾時去實施去做咧？第一個問題。
明白，明白。
第二個問題咧，頭先有議員提到話跨部即係即係個海岸嗰、那個沿岸嗰個周邊範圍咧。其實如果只是浪衝上來，其實就不只是影響人的居民的安全，還有很多東西都影響到。你們有沒有考慮到即跨部門呢即譬如例如沙灘，可能康文署負責，你就找回他們，即大家跨部門呢是可以研究，不是只是單單是那個水的問題，是所有的問題啊即影響，譬如說剛才所說塞車的問題啊，即係你倒冧曬啲嘢啦嘛，吹曬響個馬路度，即係譬如淺水灣、深水灣嗰啲，咁呢啲嘅問題咧，係咪即係要跨部門咧去商討咧？可能改善真係會更好咯。
明白，知道。嗱，咁先講翻嗰個時間先啦。咁而家嗰三個位咧，咁我哋都同村民傾過嘅。咁我希望今年年第四季啦，希望開到工啦。咁希望喺下工季之前，即係年中之前。做完咗佢嘅，系啦，我哋嘅目標係咁啦，係。
好，大家有冇提問啊？梁俊議員，
補充兩句嘅啫，主席。我哋山竹期間冧咗60000多棵樹，
係
造成影響，即係好彩。我自己區內啦，即係冇人因為樹去唔到白車入唔到，即係有房屋冧咗落去啦，當然係砸到啲房屋啦，即係好彩冇事啦。但係呢個係完全。是極度相關的事項的，即除了即海岸咁衝咗浪上去，當然係必然係好直接的影響，但係樹木係冇可能唔係呢個極端天氣下影響我哋嘅災害的其中一個好重要的部分。 所以希望即係都可以將佢即係你未來的報告有好多納入去考慮嘅範疇入邊。唔該曬，
多謝主席。
好，唔該司馬文議員。
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that the area of Sandy Bay, Deepwater Bay, Repulse Bay, and Speakway Bay have also been studied. I noticed in the presentation you give to the Harbourfront Commission, but not to this presentation. You actually showed a map of the whole of Hong Kong, of all the areas, the low-lying areas. You had different colours, red, pink, and then you had different colours. So for the Southern District, maybe you can also show that map for us, which areas we have concerns, where we low-lying, where we have problems. So you have studied them. Can we see the results? Can you give us a report on the areas, not the areas where, I understand you today you present the ones where you immediately want to take action, which means fourth quarter 2022, or you have already taken action in like South Horizon. But how about the other areas where we also have issues that are maybe not a priority for taking action because there might be low residential situation because we don't have a lot of residences living there. But you have studied them, so can we see the results? Can we see your analysis that we do have areas that are low-lying? Because then we can work with that report. For us as councillors, for example, Sandy Bay, we have plans for a walkway where people can walk. But if we don't have your report, then how are we going to have a discussion with CDD about the construction of the seawall so we can have a promenade there? Or Deepwater Bay, we have problems there with the LCSD, the beach facility. Was damaged, but we also have a problem with the road parking. We have a problem with the club, with the country club, the golf club there. If you want to fix the problem there, we can start working on it now. It's a complicated one to solve, but we can start working on it so that in the end the road can be open, the ambulances can pass. We don't have so much damage to the golf club. We don't have so much damage to the beach facilities. We can start working on it. But we need from you that assessment that there is an issue so that we can at least start with that assessment and say, guys, there is an issue. But you're not going to solve the problem today because you're not doing it and because it's not your priority action. But it doesn't mean we don't have action. The same with Repulse Bay. The residents that are using there, they have concerns about the flooding and the sand that came onto the road and so on. So we need to look at it. It may not be your priority, but it's our priority because the residents are asking us to look at it. And the same for Big Wave Bay. There was problems with Mangkhut. Now, from your perspective, it's not such a big problem. But from our perspective, it's a big problem because the residents are asking us to do something about it. So we need your report. But we never got a report since Mangkhut till now. We still never got a report. So you're the one, we always told you're going to do the study. Now you come with the study, but you only give me 3 sites. How about the other 4? Where we had overflowing and flooding. You don't give us a report. So we need your report. It may not be your action you're going to take, but at least we need your report on the assessment of what has happened, how much damage there was, the assessment that there was flooding. We need the facts of the case so we can work with it. So we need more from your report than just the 3 action areas for short-term solutions. I hope you understand that for us, that we need more from you. Chair.
好，唔该。吓，
诶，
部门有冇回应？
我哋嘅研究就而家就日落点啦，嗰啲位置就定咗出嚟嘅啫，做啦。咁至于其他位置嘅地方咧，嗰啲数据咧，咁我哋因为佢本身好多假设喺度嘅，亦都如果公开咗，变咗就会好多争议嘅。我哋而家就希望就我哋。就先處理咗26個位先，當然啦，其他部門依有啲嘢係需要做嘅，就係好多個工程啦，佢哋要做嘅，我哋都會提供技術意見嘅，但就唔係好合適去公開曬所有嘅基本資料咯。
Chair, I like that. Chair, I really like that in writing. That you think that the community of Hong Kong was so stupid that you cannot give the information. People's property is at risk. People's lives are at risk. We have the assessment of the facts of what happened with Mangkhut. You must give the report to say, this is what Mangkhut did for Hong Kong. These are the areas where there was damage. These are the areas we need to look into. These are the areas that are our priority because there are lots of people living there. And that's why we are going to take these actions in these areas, but not in these. But you cannot say, I'm not going to report on these areas where we had problems because nobody lived there. I don't want to show it because people then are concerned. People are concerned. They live there. They live in Big Wave Bay. They use the road at Deepwater Bay. People are concerned. The medical facilities at Sandy Bay, they are concerned. How can you not say that people are too stupid? I cannot release my data because maybe people get upset. It doesn't make sense. You cannot hide this government from the fact. People have seen it. It doesn't. You see, do you understand how silly that is? This response. We need from you your first report. You did it. You did the work. You have assessed. You have the reports. You have the records. You have to publish that. And then say, these ones are the ones that has something has happened. Right. These ones are the first ones we take action. But you cannot say we're not going to do it because the people don't deserve it, or we are afraid that the people misunderstand it. That's so strange for government to do that. I hope you understand that. I ask formally herewith that you give us the report on the analysis of all the areas where there was damage as a starting point. You have that report. You just admitted it yourself.
剛才
我想都聽到曬我哋啲議員表述嘅意見啦，希望你備悉啦。咁至於司馬文議員就希望你哋嘅報告啦，要即係俾我哋區議會。當然即係我哋希望你能夠俾到區議會啦。但係睇下你頭先所講話，你徵求你哋嘅上司，睇下你哋嘅細節點樣做。但係我哋嘅區議會咧，就係表示係想攞到你哋嘅報告嘅。唔該曬。好，咁大家仲有冇提問？如果冇提問，就結束呢個議程啦。唔該曬。